controlled by Panthers. Katie Kaicha says it immediately to the basket. And that's how you start your game if you're going to get this team down early. Lays it up and in. 2-0 Knoxville in the first 10 seconds of the game. Inbounding is Pearson, gets it to Wilkins. Maggie now hands it over to Terry Unimark. Back to Wilkins. Over to Pearson. She'll take a wide open three. Splashdown. Cassidy Pearson. Now remember, she had that great shooting night down at Centerville.
Against Centerville.
She hasn't. She is perfect against
She's
Centerville.
Perfect.
You're right. Here comes Wilkins with it across midcourt on the dribble. She'll drive into the lane. Gets it out to Griggs. Three on the way again. No good. Rebound to Hannah Swan. Puts it back up and got it. That's her first two. It's 20-5. Knoxville in control here in this first quarter. Tonight's colors of the game, and Davis County dressed in white with maroon and gold trim. Knoxville gold with black trim. And tip us away, controlled by the Panthers. We're underway. Katie Kaicha just gets it to Maggie Wilkins. Now to Terry Unimark on the left side. Brings it back to Wilkins, top of the key, over to Pearson. Cassidy now holds, gets it off to Unimark on the right side. Terry now, bounce pass, poked out of bounds. It'll stay with Knoxville. Panthers will get it, inbounding. Cassidy Pearson to inbound. She'll get it to Maggie Wilkins. Maggie drives to the basket, puts up the floater, and no good. Rebound, Riley Fenardi. Back up, no good again. Battle for the rebound, goes out of bounds. It will stay with Knoxville again. Well, the ball has been on that side of the court for the first 21 seconds, or 27 seconds of the game. Terry to inbound. Gets it to Maggie Wilkins. Lost it, got it back, and it is bumped by Davis County's Claire Phipps, her first foul, team's first.
You know, D.C., that people don't realize you're how good you are calling this through a pole tonight. There's a pillar in the way.
That's why you're sitting in the position that you are, kind of above me and to my left. Ball stolen on the inbound by Davis County. Mustangs with it. Here's Francis with the ball. Alexa Francis gives it off to Montakowski. Now back over to Francis, and she'll set up the offense. Katie Kaicha is hounding her. Being down to a minute gone in this game. No score so far. With it is Kennedy Kleiman. Gets it over to Francis. Francis goes towards the left side. One dribble now goes over to Phipps. Phipps gets it to Shively. Inside down to Montakowski. Now back outside to Kleiman in between the rings. Throws it off to Francis on the left side. Francis dumps it inside to Shively. Shively lost it out of bounds. She traveled before she lost it. Either way, they were heading for a turnover. So Knoxville will get it. As Maggie Wilkins has it, Knoxville's second possession of the night. Gets it inside to Fenardi. Back outside to Wilkins. Left side three is no good. Rebound tapped around and into the hands of Davis County. And really a good defensive play there by Cassidy Pearson, unattended. Had her hand in the way of Claire Phipps and caused her to kind of lose her balance and stumble back for the travel. So Knoxville has it. Here is Wilkins, right side. Dribbling around. Wilkins surveys the landscape. Riley Fenardi really working hard to get open in there. Kaicha has it on the left side. Gets it to Pearson. Pearson top of the key. Flips it over to Terry Unimark in the corner. Unimark now cross courts over to Pearson. Pearson towards the baseline right side. Cassie now over to Wilkins. Long three. Splashdown. Maggie Wilkins. That was almost on the first line of the volleyball court. And the Panthers go up 3-0. Here's Montakowski with some pressure across to Kleiman. Kleiman gets it over to Francis. Nearly over and back. And the ball is knocked away and claimed by Maggie Wilkins. Wilkins has it on the run. She'll slow down. Gets it to Unimark on the right side. Ahead to Pearson. Straight on three is no good. Rebound is chased down by and, well, out of bounds. It is off of Terry Unimark and it'll go to Davis County. 5:41 remaining in the first quarter. 3-0 Knoxville. On a three-pointer by Maggie Wilkins. With it is Kleiman for Davis County. Gets it into Francis. Francis falls down and taken away by Riley Fenardi. Down court they go. Here's Maggie Wilkins towards the basket. We'll put up on the floater. No good. Rebound taken away by Cassidy Pearson. Gets it to Unimark. No good. Rebound put back up. Count that and put Riley Fenardi at the line. Her first 2 points of the contest. And that foul will go on Davis County, Shelby Monikowski, her first team second. Riley's first free throw in quite a while for the Panthers. Sinks that one. She is a pretty reliable free throw shooter at 64% on the season. Could be a little bit better. She sinks that one. And a travel right out in the middle of nowhere by Kennedy Klimach. She wasn't really being pressured.
Yeah, just wasn't quite sure. You know, when we make shots, then we're getting into our press. And you can tell they're just a little bit bothered, not quite sure how to attack it right yet.
6-0 Knoxville. Here's a pass inside to Finardi. Riley now on the right side. Gets back outside to Wilkins. Thought about the three. Didn't take it out to Kajus. Katie now bounce pass to Udermark down the right side baseline. Feeds a pass inside to Wilkins, knocked away to Udermark, inside to Cassidy Pearson, outside to Kajus. She'll take the open three, and she'll go splash down. 9-0 for the Panthers with 4:52 remaining in the first quarter. Could not have gotten off to a better start than this. Down court, here's the ball loose off by Alexa Francis. She'll get it out of trouble to Kennedy Kleiman. Kleiman on the right side, goes off for a three, no good. Rebound, right into the lap of Katie Kajus. Katie's running across the timeline, gallops down the middle of the lane, run through everybody and lays it up and in. And a timeout called by Dave Mason. The Panthers are striking early and often, 11-0. And Katie just made everybody stand still out there.
Yeah, she, you know, when she gets those rebounds, and unfortunately for Davis County, she got that one out by the three-pointer, and she's going to beat a lot of people back down the floor, even in a small gym like this. That's one thing their coach is going to say, do not let Kajus get down the floor and get easy buckets. You know, Pella kind of found that out early in the first half the other night, and I would love to see the Panthers keep running, get some girls running with Katie, and Tara Udermark did a nice job there. So,
Elaine Galizzi has won 50 cents off her Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. We're giving away free Fuel Saver savings during every Knoxville game this season. Stop by.
West Elementary teacher right
hey,
there, Elaine
right.
Galizzi.
There you go. 11-0 Knoxville, 4:30 remaining in the first quarter. Davis County has gotten itself into a big hole. Bailey Yank now into the contest for Davis County. She'll throw it inside. A layup is good by Alexa Francis, and she finally dents the scoreboard for Davis County. Here's Kajus on the other end, left side, out to Wilkins. Wilkins drives towards the top of the key, gets it back to Pearson, over to Kajus, left side. Kajus now flips it over to Pearson on the right side. Cassidy now, wraparound pass to Finardi. She'll put it up and couldn't get it. Just pushed it a little bit too hard. Boy, Riley is working hard under the basket, and she's going to get a couple of those to go, I think. Shively with it. Shively dumps it in to Yank. Yank lost it, got it back, but saved it into the hands of Tara Udermark. She'll get it to Kajus. Katie running it down court. She'll get it off to Wilkins. Three on the way is splashed down. Maggie Wilkins, that's her second and sixth point of the night. And it's 14-2 Panthers with 3:30 remaining in the first. Now, here is Montikowski with the ball. Goes over to Yank. Bailey Yank crosses the timeline to Montikowski. Now to Francis. Alexa Francis. And she's tied up by Maggie Wilkins. It'll stay with Davis County. Comes Jada Egan into the contest for the Panthers. Again, no Hannah Swan tonight due to illness. So Panthers going to have to kind of compensate for her loss. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. And here's a five-second count on the inbound. Bailey Yank right in front of us, and she couldn't get it into anybody. Davis County turns it over again, and the Panthers will have it. 3:20 remaining in the first quarter. Panthers 14, Davis County 2. Wilkins with the ball. Wilkins underhands it to Pearson. Pearson back to Wilkins. Long three, wide open. It's no good. Rebound. Katie Kajus out of nowhere. But then she gets tied up by Montikowski. It'll stay with Knoxville. So Knoxville will have it. Under the basket will be Cassidy Pearson to throw it in. She will get it into Kajus. Now to Wilkins. Wilkins follows it over to Udermark. Tara, a three. And it's going splash down. Tara Udermark puts in another three ball. It's 17-2. Knoxville is early, showing why they are the better team tonight. Here's Francis with the ball. Francis left side, up top to Yank. Bailey Yank now over to Kleiman. Kennedy Kleiman on the left side. Kleiman holding high, gets it inside, drives the basket by Francis, and she missed it, but it bounced off of a Panther and out of bounds. Davis County will keep it as Megan Clark. Is that who that's? There was a four on the, yep, that is Megan Clark, a 5'5 sophomore for Davis County. She'll lob it in to Monikowski, who will get it out to Kleiman. Kleiman lobs it back to Clark. Clark on the right side, guarded by Kychus, and Kychus knocks it out of her hands and out of bounds. Davis County will keep it, and here comes Marley McKay into the lineup. She'll replace Maggie Wilkins, who's had a nice start to her contest.
You got to love our defensive pressure. You know, every once in a while we're losing the girl. That was their one bucket. It was on that back side, but great defensive pressure early on by the Panthers.
Kleiman has it on the right side. Kleiman holding high, gets it to Alexa Francis, and it's knocked out of bounds by Cassidy Pearson, who played defensive back there, just climbed the ladder and knocked it out of bounds.
Just mentioned that backside, we're playing so aggressively, they backdoor cut and about got burned, but Cassidy got up on that one.
Clark to trigger in, just misses the 5-second count. Now to Monikowski, up top to Kleiman. Kleiman now throws it off to Yank. Bailey Yank looks around, gets it to Alexa Francis. Francis on the left side. Gets it to Yank. Yank starts to go to the basket. Udemark cut her off. Now she'll go to the right side. Gets it inside. Layup is good. And that was by Monikowski. Both of their baskets have been backdoor or cuts to the basket. Here's Pearson with the ball now for Knoxville. Cassidy now. Bounce pass. Ball knocked away. And Davis County intercepts it. Here's Francis with it, roaring it down. Francis will give it off to Clark. She'll put up the shot. No good. And the rebound is juggled out of bounds by Terry Unimark. And Knoxville will, or Davis County will keep it. Brett Lau into the game for Davis County. Also for Knoxville into the game, Alex Griggs, a 5'7 sophomore who's really contributed nicely the last several weeks. Here's the ball tipped, but it's into the hands of Francis. Francis goes over to Yank. Bailey Yank, right side. Nice steal by Marley McKay, but can't hold on to it. I think they're going to call a foul on her as her momentum took her right in to Alexa Francis. Or is that no? Yeah, that is first foul on Marley. I didn't see him go to the scorer's bench. One of those aggressive type fouls as a coach, you really don't mind.
No, great hustle. Hustle led to the foul accidentally.
Francis up top over to Megan Clark right side. Clark goes over to Brett Lau on the left side. And Karen Kychus get tied up. And that will keep it for Davis County as on the possession turn. 1:16 remaining first quarter. Knoxville 14 and Davis County 4. Or next Knoxville 17, not Davis County 4. Ball knocked out by Jada Agan, inbounding the intended receiver was Monikowski, and Jada just stepped right in front of her and punched it into the second row of the crowd.
We had the tip, and then they just got two in a row. It's kind of strange on that part.
Francis with the ball. Francis goes over to Lau, Brett Lau, towards the baseline, looks around. Lau gets it inside to Monikowski, and she scores her fourth point. 17-6, getting down to a minute left in the first quarter. Griggs has it. Over to Pearson. Cassidy now. Top of the key goes to Kychus. Katie now. One dribble goes to Pearson. Now over to Marley McKay on the baseline left side. Back to Pearson. Round to Kychus on the right side. Dumps it inside. And it's like a foul on Davis County as Griggs was going for the ball. And like she might have got interfered with.
Yeah, you know, and kind of like we maybe thought, Davis County came out in just a traditional 2-3 zone, and I really like Knoxville's really passing into the inside, but you don't want to force too much some of those passes.
Here's Marley McKay with it. She'll get it to Kychus. Now up top to Wilkins, back over to Griggs. Griggs left side, drives to the basket, and she gets tripped up. And another foul on Davis County. This one will go on Bailey Yank. That is her first, team's fourth. Knoxville has just one foul committed on the day so far. Riley Finardi back in. Jada Agan will sit for a few minutes and another timeout called. A timeout called by Knoxville. A 30-second timeout called by Coach Jim Unimark. 17-6 is the score. Well, the next broadcast of Knoxville basketball will be tomorrow as the Panthers take on Sheraton. Coaches versus Cancer game. Join us for all the action on AM 1320 and 95.3 KNIA starting at 6 o'clock. Want to invite you out for all or part of the day. We'll be got the big red radio out to Knoxville tomorrow morning, doing live reports from 8 to well into the afternoon. So come on out. and enjoy the 10th annual Coaches versus Cancer. 41.1 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Knoxville 17, Davis County 6. Inbounding is Kychus. She gets to Griggs, over to Wilkins. Wilkins back to Kychus, and a block away from the ball. That's going to go on Knoxville.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think Coach Udemar called the timeout. Had a nice play drawn up, and hadn't seen that one this year. Now Griggs just got a moving screen there.
With it is Megan Clark. Clark to Yank. Back to Clark across midcourt. Over to Yank again. Yank will get it to Brett Lau. And Lau, too tall for her, and it goes out of bounds. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Cliff Douglas. Instant radio update. Grinnell leads Pella at the end of one quarter, 19-14. 24 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Knoxville with it. Kychus has it in her grasp. Now to McKay. Over to Wilkins. Maggie now gets into trouble. Gets out. Out to Kychus. Katie now 14 down to 13. Spins it inside to Griggs. Pivots. Puts up the 10-footer and couldn't get a rebound to Davis County. With it is Alexa Francis down to 5, down to 4. She'll cross the timeline. Goes over to Brett Lau. She'll put up a 3. It is around and no good. And they'll end the first quarter of play. With the score, Knoxville 17, Davis County 6. We will come back right after this. You're listening to Knoxville Basketball from the Knoxville Raceway Radio Broadcast Booth on KNIA. Being joined now by Knoxville girls coach Jim Unimark, who on Friday and his team defeated Davis County 57-24. You always like to get out to a good start, 11-0, 17-6, and before you knew it, Udy, you were in control, and boy, defense was locked down tonight.
Yeah, tonight's what we were hoping for, you know, and thankfully it went kind of as we planned, and great shooting start, really. I mean, at the beginning of the game, I thought we were actually a little passive, and we were wanting to be more aggressive, but we started knocking down some shots and got hot early and got out to a lead, and, you know, when we always talk about best-case scenario for us, that's what we wanted tonight, so it was nice to see that it went according to plan.
I thought on several occasions, Cassidy Pearson, Tara, Katie, they just did not allow Davis County to get into anything that they wanted to do. And really, a lot of your points came off of those defensive stops and defensive steals.
Yeah, and that was definitely the game plan against Davis County. We know that they turn it over a lot and don't necessarily like pressure when they got the ball in their hands. So we were going to do that a lot and hard and aggressive early, and forced a lot of turnovers, got us some nice runouts, and it was just nice to get several kids, you know, kind of going tonight offensively. We got a lot of kids in the scorebook, and we got more than two in double figures, and so a lot of good came from tonight.
And I thought, you know, at times offensively, like you said, girls were sharing the ball, but they also had just wide open looks, and early on they were draining them.
Yeah, that was key, just some hot shooting early, and we weren't sure what they would come out in. We know that 3-2 zone is something they like to play, but we also were, you know, thinking maybe we'd see some junk or something, and you know, one of the good things we did, Derek, was we got the ball inside to Riley early, and she got a lot of good looks, and, you know, against a 3-2, that's a place you want to attack, and it was really nice to see her get the ball in her hands and make some good post moves and put some points on the board, had a lot of rebounds again, so we're really happy that we got her back and healthy.
Obviously, is she 100% yet, or is she as close as is she going to be this year?
Well, that's probably a good scenario you said there. It's probably about as good as it's going to be. We just hope it doesn't, you know, get any worse, and probably not going to be at this late point of the season. There's just not enough time to rest. But I was a little worried that it might not come around. Pulled muscles is tough. And so, we're, you know, like I said, we're happy that we got her back because that gives us a lot more physical, athletic play inside. And it gives us that other another element of scoring and also really, really helps us on the defensive end.
Now, as big as tomorrow is going to be for the whole day, you've got, and now if as long as, and we're assuming Sheraton's going to take care of business tonight against Centerville, you got an enormous game now tomorrow night for essentially first place in the South Central Conference. And Sheraton, quite frankly, they tried beating you up down there at Sheraton. You got them on your bigger court, but they're still going to try to be physical for you. That's going to be the key thing. How do you overcome their physicalness with what you want to do?
Well, you know, we got a good idea of what we want to do. And We've had some days to game plan, and you know, we don't want to necessarily give away too much. So we'll just say we've been, you know, working hard at what we need to do to be better than we were down there. And you know, and honestly, Derek, even down there, it was early in the season. You got to remember that, and we were very young and inexperienced, and we were on the road. And in that game, you know, Katie got in foul trouble early, even got three fouls in the first half, and then we just kind of, honestly, just maybe kind of fell apart a little bit in the second half of that game. But in the first half of that game down there, things weren't great. We still, I think we even had a little bit of a lead, yeah, at halftime. So there's also some positives to work off of that game. And so, you know, it's going to be an exciting day for our kids. I mean, it's like if you're going to play sports, these are the types of games you, like, live for. And it's obviously very meaningful, and a chance to go one up in the conference. And so we're really looking forward to it. I know our girls are. They're really excited. They've been working their butt off in practice, and it'll be fun.
All right, that's Coach Jim Utemark, Knoxville girls basketball coach. Panthers defeat Davis County on Friday night, 57-24. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.